The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And ECAP's Liam O'Gohany has appeared before Westminster Magistrates Court in London, charged with terror offences, alleging he displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah at one of the band's London gigs last November. Our reporter Emily Keegan is in London and was at court today. Emily, what was it like there when you arrived?
So I was aware that a rally was being organised for outside, but I really underestimated just how big this rally was going to be. I arrived at 8:30 this morning. Keep in mind, the court doesn't open until 9:30 and he wasn't due to appear till after 10. But there were already hundreds of supporters there. And the crowd kept growing until the lads arrived after 10 o'clock. There were Palestinian flags, Irish flags, people wearing Free Macara t-shirts. There were posters, anything you can imagine. It was there. There was flares going off at one point. It was a bit mental, to be completely honest with you. But I spoke to a few of the people outside of the court and I asked them why they were there this morning.
For this, because we are opposed to the fact that the British government is wasting hard-working British taxpayers' money to make this spectacle, to show their solidarity for fellow occupiers. NECAP is not the story right now. Babies, children are starving. Genocide is the story. Free Palestine.
I stand where NECAP and what they stand for. I'm from Divis Flats, so I had first-hand experience on what an oppressive regime can do.
It's outrageous that NECAP are in the dock and not Keir Starmer, who is actually complicit in genocide. And NECAP are trying to prevent genocide.
It's to defend the right to free speech. The crackdown on NECAP is just absolutely about trying to protect Israel and stop any support for Palestine. It's not about NECAP, it's not about their lyrics, it's not about what they say. That's all just kind of smoke and mirrors.
Okay, so a lot of people concerned this is an attempt to silence the band for being outspoken on Palestine. I mean, we should be clear, that's not why Limo was charged.
Yeah, so this was actually made clear in court. The charge he's facing in court, it relates specifically to the incident that you mentioned at the start there that happened in November of last year when it's alleged he displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah at one of the band's shows at the O2 Forum in London on the 21st of November. Prosecution says he has every right to speak about Palestine and voice his solidarity just like anybody else. The case itself today was adjourned until the 20th of August. The defence has said it would argue the charge was brought after the six-month limit. So the incident is alleged to have occurred on the 21st of November. Limo wasn't charged until the 22nd of May. So that's just one day after that six-month limit. So the court will hear arguments on the 20th of August regarding its jurisdiction in the case. It'll have to decide then if it'll stick to the strict six-month rule. If that is the case, the charges will be dropped. It may also say it is just one day afterwards and the case may proceed at the court. Limo was released on unconditional bail until the next appearance and he has requested that an Irish language interpreter be provided for when he reappears.
And did any of the band speak outside court?
Yeah, so one of the other members, Mowgli Bapp, actually took the opportunity to urge people to come along to their Glastonbury and Wembley shows, but their lawyer, Dara Makan, also had a few words to say.
Over 18 countries, 100,000 fans, 80 concerts, not a single complaint. Yeah. Around the world, NECAP are hailed as heroes for speaking truth to power. But in the British court, they've been criminalised. And today, the truth was outed. This was a rushed prosecution following the Coachella performance where NECAP did not shy away from speaking truth to power. It is not new where Irish people have been prosecuted under special powers and terrorism acts.
Shame!
But friends, fans, family of Liam Oak, do not be afraid. We are on the right side of history.
So that was outside the court, and as Emily tells us, the case adjourned until the 20th of August, and Liam O'Gohany released on unconditional bail until that date. So we will come back to that issue later in the summer. Emily Keegan from News Talk. Emily, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.